Whoa, like, what exactly is happening here?
89.17 WTBR-FM, Pittsfield.
The opinions expressed on this program are solely those of its hosts, guests, or callers, and do not necessarily represent the opinions of WTBR-FM, its management, other producers, or sponsors.
You're listening to The Talk, talk radio for the masses, here on WTBR-FM 89.7. And now, let's talk.
Apparently it's picture day.
Apparently.
It's Wednesday, you know what that means.
Time for The Talk in AEW.
Sorry. My ding went off on my phone, and it brought up a very young picture of
let's show that. Let's put that on camera.
I don't know.
Because you know, we all know he's got a craft show that's airing this week, so let's put that on the air.
Let's see if we can find it.
Oh goodness, blackmail photos.
Blackmail photos.
Not, every time
blackmail photo, blackmail photo.
Every time blackmail photos.
We gotta put that on the air, we're
Let's see. Actually, I have one of those blackmail photos.
We can do blackmail because we don't have a topic, so.
Yeah, I do have very young photos.
It's a half an hour show.
Oh, I know. You guys can continue to.
Continue to do what? We have nothing to do. We'll wait for your blackmail photos.
Well, she can go ahead and show and talk about her thing.
You can talk about your thing.
Let's keep it PG.
Can you keep it rated G?
Let's keep it PG.
No, it's an bag. She brought her thing.
You can't do PG. You have to do rated G.
Okay.
It's not like the rated R superstar.
Yeah, I know. Who broke his leg? Not supposed to break your leg, man.
All these years now he breaks his leg.
That doesn't make any sense.
Instead of doing the splash off the top of the cage, he decided to go ahead and do a double axe handle, which means you land on your feet when you do it.
Right, which people have been doing for years and never broke a leg doing it, but whatever.
They didn't do it from the top of a cage.
That's a
15-foot drop.
Oh, well.
Anyways.
Anywho.
Anywho.
As we still search for the blackmail photos.
Well, the thing that Mom...
While she's searching, you got something for us?
Well, the thing that Mom was talking about
we have nothing.
Well, the thing that Mom was
talking... We have a half an hour looking at
Here
each
we
other.
Are.
Oh, she found the blackmail photos.
Can you get it? I hope.
Oh, you actually might need to do something here. Hang on. Whoops. Wrong thing. Give me a minute.
Mm-hmm.
Just hold that up for a minute. And...
Nope. She chooses not to.
I know. We'll...
Are you able to?
Yeah, as soon as I push the right button.
There he is.
You want to push the right button?
This is Joshy.
Push the right button. Look, blackmail photos. Josh, if you're watching. Oops.
That's horrible, dude.
That's as far as I can zoom in.
There you go.
That's horrible, man. Why you do that?
As he says all the time, that's when I look good.
Why? Why you got to go ahead and do blackmail photos of people? Why?
Oh, yeah, well... That's beside the point, you know.
All right, so now we can get to your thing. Now we saw the blackmail photos.
Well, what Mom was talking about, apparently, I mean...
Here's a real blackmail photo for you.
Okay, hang on. We'll get back to that in a minute. That we're not putting on the air.
Why not?
All right, wait a minute. Let's do Jesse's thing. Hold it up.
Hold it up. It's a kitty cat's head.
I lost something. No, you didn't. You got it.
No, I didn't because I can't move the camera.
Yeah, you did. You got it.
Do you want me to try number four or anything?
Yeah, hang on because I can't.
We're having technical difficulties.
We're always having technical difficulties.
It's just one of them days, folks, apparently. Hi.
I can't move anything.
moved you wrong. You can't see her now.
I know, I'm having...
He's having them his day.
Problems here because we can't...
Yeah, well, you have a lot of problems, but you can't go ahead and put them on the air.
All right, we'll have to stay on that for a while because I can't move anything.
Oh, it's me too. I don't
want to
get in.
I can't move anything, so we'll have to stay in a two shot till.
Are we stuck?
We are stuck.
Oh, it won't swing.
It won't do anything.
But yeah, I'm crocheting kitties.
She's crocheting kitties, so we'll just stay on this shot right here for now until we can
figure
out what's going
kitties.
On.
She's crocheting kitties, and I managed to find another one of the baby when he was younger.
I can't zoom
one
in.
One of my
so
kids.
You're out of luck.
Yep, that's my baby.
We can't zoom in.
One of the kids asked me to go ahead and to make one of their cats, so I made that one. And then they asked me to go ahead and make one for my youngest niece, and that would be of her late cat, Lollipop. So,
yeah, she has an emotional bond thing with the cat that passed away, and unfortunately, it's so bad that she can't emotionally get over the fact that she's passed. She's autistic, so it's making it even harder to grasp the loss than anything of all.
Yeah, so
we're trying anything possible to ease the pain and make her feel better and help her move on.
Help her move on.
Yeah.
Do you really actually move on?
No, you don't. No, you don't. Your heart still mourns for the loss of those cats. Trust me, I've lost many of them over the course of the years, and my heart still holds on to the loss of two of them. Their both names were Peanut. When I had one little girl, she was given to me by a close family member, and I was a very small child at the time. I was about 7 and a half, maybe 8, and she's lived until until I was 19 years old, and she had went upstairs to go do her normal, get away from the family, went into the bathroom, and there she was. She was found, unfortunately, in the bathtub where she had bled. She had a severe cancer of the mouth, so we lost her. So she was my angel, and I still remember her so well. I've got pictures of her and the mutt, as we used to call him, because this dog had some of everything. And his name was Mickey Mouse, because he had the big, great, big, giant black ears. That's all I could think of at the time to name him when I was a little kid, was named Mickey Mouse. Mm. And we had a picture of him and her, and me and my sister I was holding the cat, and my sister's got her arm wrapped around the dog. And it's the most sweetest picture ever. Ever of us as small children that I can actually remember, and it was helpful to mourn with that. And then I had the other mom, the other Peony, which we named her Baby Peanut too, because she was just a little teeny weeny little thing. And the funniest thing is I dressed her in what we call little baby doll clothes.
Okay,
because she was so small. I mean, she was just a little peanut.
Thank you, Dave, in the back. We actually got Dave to fix her camera problems.
What can you say?
I don't know what happened, but there we go. We're back on the air here.
Yeah. So both of these peanuts, kind of funny. Both of them had the same name, and both of them were calico.
That's the funny part.
Okay. Let's get back
to... girls.
I'm not touching the camera, so you're just going to have to hold things up. Something went horribly wrong in the studio. Go ahead and finish your thingy that you were doing now that we fixed the problems.
Well...
sort of. Where'd it go?
I put it back.
She put it back.
She put it back, but it's so tiny and so cute.
So tiny and so cute. For the benefit of the people on the radio.
Okay.
There we go.
It's a calico cat.
We can't zoom
okay,
in.
Okay, the colors are white, gray, and...
White, light gray, dark gray, and a little bit of tan.
Yeah.
And because she was a diluted gray and brown calico.
Yes, she was.
With very deep green eyes and little pink nose, so...
She was a sweetheart.
I kind of designed it off of one of her pictures.
Oh, wait, I'm waiting for you to do chocobos.
Don't tempt me. I'm thinking about doing it. I actually found a pattern for a fat chocobo.
Ooh.
Now that would be interesting.
Okay, so we
the
know.
The only thing I gotta get the right
this
yarn
into
for
a
that.
Crash show quickly here. You got.
Well, I'm sorry.
I know this is cool. You got hello.
Yes, sir.
Hi.
Yes, sir.
You got something to. For the
this
benefit
is,
of the people with flash
this,
photography.
Okay. For the benefit of people with flash photography radio type thing.
Radio type thing.
Okay. I made what is called the lower half of the bottom of it, it has dark green, and then it's run around the edges with light green. Sort of like a shaded,
Kind of like a very light grass green.
That's what I was going to say. And then it, in the middle of it, holding it together of the pieces, is a great big giant purple flower with the yellow in the middle for the
kind of looks like a hibiscus flower, kind of.
Exactly. And then there's a small one up the top, same color. And then off to the edge is an orange one, like a sunset orange color. And it's got the same thing with the yellow in the middle of it, but not all of it together. And the holdings of it, you can actually put this part pulls apart because one part of it is supposed to be made to hook onto like a doorknob or something like that. So you can go ahead and actually put yourself a little hand towel on it and hang it up. And that's one of my creations that came out of left field, so as I'm always joking around. No, it came out of one of the patterns that I had, so I figured I'd give it a whirl after all that time. I'm like, nah, I'm never going to do it. I figured one day I got so bored, I'm like, never mind, I want something to do. Okay, I gave it a crack, and this is what I ended up with. Not too bad.
She actually took it out of our bathroom to bring it to the studio.
Yes, I did. Yes. I took it out of the can and brought it with me.
I actually have a picture of the...
You have a picture of it in the can?
No, the one that I finished.
She has a picture of the one that she finished. We can't zoom, so.
There you go. Yeah, that's the one I designed after the other cat, Kefri.
That's Cap.
It's a little tabby cat.
A.K.A. Cap.
It's a little light and dark gray tabby, and he's got a little white patch on his nose and on his chest, so yeah, it's kind of cute.
She's pulling out a bag. What is she doing over here?
What am I pulling out the bag?
That design I got, it was a free design, so... And I decided to add a little bit to my own to make it my own, so there you go.
I'm getting ready to put him together. He's an Indian. I'm making it for my son.
Well, Native American.
Native American. Oh, I'm sorry. Don't mean to be criticism. Native American. So I've got to do his braids. After I put it together, literally, the braids come down and dangle in the front. And I also have two of the red beads that are going to go around his hair, around his head after it's done. And finally, with the help of Jess, I have...
Where do we get the feather?
Feather.
I
sneak it off my bird?
No.
No, it was...
I was given one of those as a turkey feather.
She was gifted this by Josh.
Oh, I was gonna go home and check Luke's. He was missing some feathers.
No, about the only time I do go ahead and take one. The only time you really take ones from your own pet bird is if because they'll shed them. And a couple of Leia's.
If you look in the cage, you'll probably find a couple of his in there, too.
And then,
there are.
And then next,
as they
get... You want feathers, just go into the bird cage. There's plenty of feathers in the bird cage.
That's not the kind of feather you put on there.
Feather is a feather.
No. There are certain sacred birds to Native Americans.
And a parakeet isn't one of them?
No, a parakeet is not one of them.
Poor parakeet. Okay.
So this is what I plan on working on. It's a Native American, and he's got all the things to it. And then I've got, there's a teepee. There's a teepee that I plan on working on. Really, really nice. I just got to get the small things to it. One of the kids wants the donkey. It's literally a Western theme, supposed to be for a Christmas tree, but the kids want to use it just to decorate the house. What the heck? And then I have the rug with the turquoise. And also there's a boot. Once again, it's going to have more turquoise into it. It's really, really nice. But I figured to myself, I'm going to change a lot of them because my daughter asked me to take one of the rugs where it has a lot of like beige in it. And swap it out, and she asked me to go ahead and swap it to green because Josh likes green. I'm making a couple of these for Josh for Father's Day. And no, it's going to either be a couple of them late.
The entire city of Pittsfield knows.
Yes. Yes.
That was broadcasted on PCTV and WTBR-FM.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, it's kind of nice.
The secret is out now.
Yeah, everybody else knows.
And then there's one of the children. She wants the donkey and the gun. Yeah, you could see where she was raised by Josh, obviously. And then my daughter, she asked.
Nice.
And then there's a Santa Claus, a Western Santa. So she wants me to go ahead and take the mask off of Santa because it's got Santa has a mask on in his thing.
Why does Santa have a mask on?
Because he's supposed to be a bandit.
It's supposed to be a bandit. Yeah, I'm
serious. I'm not kidding. I'm not kidding. It's
Who
supposed
made
to be a bandit.
Oh, that's okay. In this book, you're not going to believe this, there is a chili pepper. A cactus plant.
Cowboy hat.
And a cowboy hat and a star with a topaz on it. I am dead serious. Oh, and the Western snowman.
The Western cowboy snowman. Okay, I've seen a lot of cowboy pictures, and yet I've yet to see snow.
Well, you know.
Well, obviously you were not watching the right ones.
Apparently. Yeah, this was really, really cute. I mean, I have had this book for quite a while, and it's 2003. Hard to believe I have kept this for this long, but I remember, and I have a lot of the books. I have
it's not hard
two,
to believe at all.
Yeah, well, I have two of the books that Mom gave me right from the very, very start, and I was like, I'll never be able to make these things ever. Mom said, never say never, and she was right, and I busted my butt, and I managed to go ahead, like I said, I managed to figure all this stuff out after she passed away, which made me a little angry because...
So are you like planning on doing almost everything out of that book?
Close to it, except the cactus, the hat.
Why can't we do the cactus?
And oh, I,
cactus
here. Just, yeah, I'm not doing him. And I'm not doing the cactus or the
saddle.
The saddle on that part. And I'm not doing
why are you
nobody
not,
nobody wants the pepper.
Why are you not doing the cactus?
Eh.
Do you have this thing against cactuses?
No, I'm not really a cactus fan.
It is not cactuses, it's cacti.
Cactuses, cacti, 6 to 1, half a dozen of the other.
Well, no. If you're going to go ahead and do proper grammar, it's cacti.
When do you ever know me do proper grammar?
Yeah this true. Is true, too.
Because you speak school. English goodly.
I went to public school.
We can tell.
Because you speak English goodly.
Thank you.
Well, it was not easy. I mean, I went to public school, so it kind of sucks a little
bit. Yeah, so you got, but so we all went to Albany public school.
No, wait. I still, inquiring minds want to know why.
Yes.
Why?
Doing the cactus.
I don't know.
Because she really doesn't want to do the cactus.
Do you have some things against cactuses? Or cacti, or whatever you want to call them?
No, I...
Yes.
I don't have anything against it. I just decided that it's, not... One of them I'm not really in love with in the book.
And the chili pepper?
I'm not really? A chili pepper freak.
Really? Really?
And nobody wanted the Santa or the snowman with the
cowboy hat.
I'm gonna go to a
store and get a cactus just for you.
I had a cactus. My cat ate the cactus.
Ow!
Yeah,
that's smart.
It was. You don't remember? It was Tigger.
Yeah.
He bit the cactus.
Yeah, he
big dummy.
Yeah, he bit into my ball cactus and it got stuck on the roof of his mouth.
Okay. The name of it is Western Snowman.
Okay, I've never seen a Western Snowman, so.
I'm serious. He is a Western snowman.
They don't have a lot of snow.
And it's kind of weird because you're supposed to make him a vest and have a little hat and little gloves and a little rope. Made this up?
Wouldn't that be better making a Western mud man? Because
tumbleweeds.
To make him out of tumbleweeds.
Tumbleweeds.
Because there's not, I don't remember a lot of snow in the West, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah,
tumbleweeds.
I've got the Western rug, the Western saddle. Yeah. It's kind of funny.
Can we do one out of tumbleweeds?
Oh, the 10-gallon hat.
Tumbleweed
That's the one
man.
I'm not doing.
Nobody's listening to me. Tumbleweed Man.
You lost your audience.
Yes, Tumbleweed Man.
God.
My audience is going, yeah, nobody's listening to you, dude.
No, I'm hearing you.
I want Tumbleweed Man.
Tumbleweed Man.
Tumbleweed Man. Really?
Well, what are you talking about? How much snow do you see in Arizona?
Well, the object is to go ahead and they take this...
Careful now.
The weeds from it. You can see.
Weeds?
Yeah, look.
I don't see any weeds.
See the tree?
Yeah, tumbleweed.
Yeah, it's a tumbleweed tree, literally.
Why can't we do a tumbleweed man?
I don't want one of those. They're ugly.
Why can't
look at it. It's ugly. Except for the decorations, it's ugly. It's brown.
Why does it have to be a Western snowman? Why can't it be a tumbleweed man?
Because I already told you. It reminds me of California, and that sucks.
Okay, actually, it's Arizona, but...
I don't care.
And
you forgot about Blythe? Really?
Yeah, but when you think of tumbleweeds, you think of
Why don't you just go ahead and talk about scorpions in that case?
You think of Arizona. You think of, the desert parts of Nevada.
Yeah, great big giant scorpions.
He forgot about the Mojave Desert in California.
Yeah, not so many tumbleweeds in the high desert.
Well, no matter how you look at it.
No, but there's a crap ton of coyotes there.
I remember when we went through...
Hamsters.
Do you remember when we went through, when we were in middle of Texas and...
El Paso?
It was going along like this on the side of the road. We burst out laughing because the rolling tumbleweed. Remember that?
Tumbleweed was following us down the road.
Yeah, to the gas station.
Heading into El Paso.
Yeah, that was so funny.
Rolling, keep those tumbleweeds rolling, 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 rawhide.
I thought it was really, really funny, but yeah.
Yeah, and a little armadillo that went ahead and tried to go ahead and walk up the darn stairs of the bus.
The things we talk about on this show.
I think the most nicest thing about that ride that we had, I think coming back, was the Bambi Cafe. That little tiny little cafe thing.
Oh, in Utah, yeah.
Yeah, Dad had the steak and egg breakfast.
And the people that ran it were relatives of the Osmond family.
Yes.
Dude, everybody in Utah is a member of the Osmond family in some form or another.
You move to Utah, you actually have to be a member of the Osmond family. Or
apparently, no disrespect to the beloved Osmonds.
Donnie Marie.
It was
a lady at the 7-Eleven.
Yes, there. Yes. Yep. Owned that particular 7-Eleven.
Yeah, went to get a drink there. Lady says, I'm sorry, I have to go ahead and close up because we're getting ready to have family dinner. It's Sunday. Okay, cool. We'll hurry right away.
If she wanted it to be closed by 4.
Yeah. And
she had
some
reunion with the rest of the Osmonds.
Yeah, one dude sits there and goes, why is it going to be late? Are you late for Donnie to go to Donnie Marie's house?
Yes.
And she goes, yes, I'm going to be late. I have to go ahead and meet with Aunt Marie in about half an hour. Aunt Marie.
I said to the guy, are you new? I turn around and I said, this is Osmond country. I turn around and I says, congratulations. I said, this is probably one of the nieces or great niece or however, Donnie and Marie Osmond, folks.
Wasn't one of the servers in the Bambi Cafe, no, it was Utah. Wasn't one of the servers in the Bambi Cafe related to the Osmonds or something, too?
Yeah.
Yeah. It was a second cousin.
If you go to Utah, you find a lot of Osmonds outside of Donnie and Marie.
It's not much
to do with Utah.
Literally. In Utah, it takes two 747s to house
the entire Osmond family.
Which is pretty much the population of Utah.
Yeah.
Back when Donnie and Marie were young children, one of the brothers...
In the 18th century.
In the 70s.
That's horrible.
One of the brothers was a mailman. How do I know this?
All kinds of deliveries, apparently.
How do I know this? It's because of one reason. My best friend, Kim, she was a complete Donnie and Marie Osmond junkie.
We never would have got her out of Utah.
Yeah, seriously.
Can
I go to Aunt Marie's house with you?
No.
Oh, trust me, she's something else.
I wonder how many people walk up and find out they're Osmond really. Can we go visit Donnie and Marie?
it was quite a lovely tour, though.
And the thing is, I said it very offhand as we were leaving. I said, tell your aunt to have a good night, and hopefully dinner is great.
Dinner? Oh, I will. She'll probably go ahead and like to comment. Thank you.
Please email your response to what she said.
I mean, it was kind of weird, but I mean, it was kind of like
being in the Twilight Zone.
It was literally the Twilight Zone. I mean, everything was beautifully well made and for breakfast and everything. Here we are. We're trying to eat breakfast, folks. At the time, it was about between 4:30 and 5 o'clock in the morning.
And they're still open.
And they're open bright and early, ready to roll. And we're going, and everybody in our immediate family, I went ahead and I says to my sister, I says, wake up, kid. I says, you got to have breakfast. She goes, any way of getting it by mail, maybe? I turn around and I said, no, you're not going to get anything if you don't get up and sit up and get some food.
And our time is fleeting.
But it was quite a lovely trip.
Thank you to Donnie Marie.
Let's just put it this way.
Quickly.
The serving size for the plate was about the size of a platter.
Yeah.
It wasn't a regular plate. It was like a platter.
Right, it was delicious.
We got to go.
Have a good one.
We'll be back next week.
Take care, everybody. Bye-bye.
Goodbye, Donnie Marie.
Yeah.